Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the Gospel of the Kingdom of God. Chapter 4. The Kingdom of God and the Gospel of the Kingdom. Before we continue to make more specific approaches to the Kingdom of God, we would like to point out the difference between the Kingdom of God and the Gospel of the Kingdom of God. The Gospel of the Kingdom, evidently, is an integral part of the Kingdom of God and from which it also originates, but it is significant to always keep in mind that the Gospel is the means through which God offers certain gifts to be received by people. While the Kingdom of God encompasses all that the Kingdom is and all that is part of it, the Gospel of the Kingdom encompasses the exposition or presentation of the Kingdom of God as an offer to all human beings, as well as the granting of the Kingdom of God to all who willingly receive it through the righteousness and grace of the Lord. The Gospel of the Kingdom is the most objective way by which God has chosen to make His Kingdom known more widely, as well as to make known the offer of His Kingdom to all individuals of all generations and peoples of the earth. In the theme about the Gospel of the Creator, it was approached that God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, offers Himself to humanity so that everyone who believes in Him may access Him more intensely and may maintain a continuous fellowship with Him. In the subject on the Gospel of Christ, it was approached that also the Lord Jesus Christ offered Himself and continues to offer Himself so that people may receive from His life through fellowship with the Lord. And just as the Gospel of God and the Gospel of Christ present in their very names what they offer to human beings, so also the Gospel of the Kingdom offers that which is in its name, that is, it offers the Kingdom of God or heaven to all the people of the earth in such a way that this Kingdom can be received by everyone who is also willing to receive it according to the way in which the Lord offers it. The fact that the Gospel of God and Christ also is called the Gospel of the Kingdom shows an even greater breadth of the immeasurable offer made available by God to human beings. If the Gospel of God and Christ were not also the Gospel of the Kingdom, the Gospel could represent the fact that God was offering Himself personally to humankind, but without this implying that God was also offering His Kingdom to them. If the Gospel were only a personal offer of God to human beings, it could be the offer of a relationship of the human being with God without the Kingdom of God being made available to them, and where the very distances and frontiers between the Kingdom of God and the world of men could never be transcended. If the Gospel did not contemplate the Kingdom of Heaven, it would be a personal message from God where all the aspects and conditions that are available in the Kingdom of God could be kept separate and inaccessible to those who received the Gospel. Receiving, for example, a personal letter, message, invitation, or gift from a head of state from another country is much different from receiving something from a head of state when one makes use of his or her function as a ruler conferred upon him or her in the respective country. Receiving something personal from a head of state does not automatically imply that the state to which he or she is connected is also involved in what has been forwarded to a person. When, however, something is sent in the name of the state, or of the kingdom, the state itself is involved in what was released to be handed over to others. Therefore, the Gospel of God and Christ, also in the form of the Gospel of the Kingdom, besides being a personal offer of God and Christ to all human beings, is as well an official presentation of an offer of the Kingdom of God to these same human beings. Mark 1:14. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the Gospel of the Kingdom of God. 15 And saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the Kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, and believe in the Gospel." Daniel 7:18. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the Kingdom, and possess the Kingdom forever, even forever, and ever. Hebrews 12:28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Since the Gospel of God and Christ is also the Gospel of the Kingdom, there is no longer the possibility to dissociate the kingdom of heaven of all that God offers through his gospel. Considering that the gospel contains the compound name of the gospel of the kingdom of God becomes an integral part of all that is offered by the gospel, just as the call to receive the gospel also refers to a call to receive and live it according to the principles of this kingdom. On the other hand, we understand that it should be highlighted here also that the gospel should never be considered as only the gospel of the heavenly kingdom, where a person who wants to receive it thinks that one can receive the kingdom without also receiving the king of this kingdom. According to the scriptures, there is no way for a person to receive the gospel of the kingdom without first receiving the God and Christ of this kingdom. As already mentioned in the introduction to this subject, the gospel of God, Christ, and the kingdom of heaven is only one gospel and the same forever, and which God also offers with all the aspects contained in the heavenly kingdom.